Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Truth Show. This is your co-host, Minister Deborah Judge, along with Dr. Shirley Moore. We are so grateful for those of you that listen to our broadcast. We have been posting some older broadcasts on Facebook and Twitter, and we have had a great response. So we thank you, all that are listening, and we hope that we can continue to serve you as Yah gives us information and we can share it with our audience. Right now, I'm going to ask Dr. Moore to welcome our listeners, and then we'll go into the prayer. And our topic today is sorry for the inconvenience. And we're going to be talking about when we're praying for an answer, and in that process of receiving the answer, we're going to talk about how sometimes it seems to be an inconvenience. But we're going to ask Dr. Moore to welcome our audience.
Thank you, Minister Judge. It's a pleasure. It's indeed a pleasure to be here with our audience once again. I'm just excited, and I'd like to welcome each and every one. And if you would like to tune in, make comments, respond in any kind of way, we sure would welcome it. We like to discuss and like to learn and like to go forward in the Word with a true understanding of what the Word is saying and how we ought to be behaving ourselves. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes. Thank you for that great welcome. We're going to go right into prayer and then into our discussion. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us to share. As you continue to feed into us, we can feed into others. We ask that you bless everyone that is connected to this ministry and those that will hear your word. We thank you for all that you're doing. Continue to keep us. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we will know your ways and that we will walk in your path. And these things and other things we ask in your son's name, Yeshua. Amen. So be it.
Amen.
All right, Dr. Moore. The topic is sorry for inconvenience, and I'm going to give it over to Dr. Moore's hand.
Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures here. And we're speaking, when we say sorry for the inconvenience, we're really talking about that sometimes life feels inconvenient. And sometimes the things that the Father asks us to do, we feel inconvenient in those things. Sometimes situations and conditions that we find ourselves in, we feel inconvenient. We feel that we want everything to be like the Garden of Eden. We haven't gotten back there yet. We want everything to be without conflict, without offense, without any kind of challenges. We just want to live at ease, and everything that comes up to challenge us or to cause us discomfort, we think we're inconvenient. But sometimes the Father answers our prayers by putting us in a position where we are inconvenient. We're not comfortable out of our comfort zone, so he can do a work, the work that we ask him to do. I'm going to read some scriptures, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Judge. Our first scripture is Proverbs 14:11 through 16. It says, "The house of the wicked," that's the twisted thinking people, some good and some evil, "the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man looks well into his going. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is confident." And these are confident in their own ways, in their own ideology. in their own, in the way that everybody else does things instead of the way the Father does things. Minister Judge, would you like for me to continue in the scripture, or would you like to comment right there? Or would you like me to just finish? We have one more scripture, 2 Timothy 3:1-7. I can read that and then hand it over to you. Uh-oh. I think we've been disconnected somehow. So 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, hard-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of the Most High, having a form of godliness or righteousness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth." Minister Judge, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, and that's our scripture for today. And we for this topic, that we look into this and we see that our ways, our thoughts are not, are the thoughts of convenience, are the thoughts of this is the comfortable way to go, this is the way that I can get from this point to the next point with the least amount of trouble. But the Father has a different plan for us sometimes. And so we have to be flexible to his plan, because we can't see around corners. We can't see down the road. We can't see into tomorrows. So we need to trust in him. I turn it over to Minister Judge.
Praise God. I am so thankful. This topic, this is one of our topics that we had on morning prayer. And this topic has really blessed me this month. And I'm telling you, it has really been something to understand that sometimes when we pray, we want to right now answer, because we live in a society that everything is quick. You know, people don't have patience. And you know, one man said it was a microwave society, that everything is just speed up. You know, we can't wait. We just, you know, have to have it right now. And sometimes when we ask for things, because we're in the heat of the situation, we want Yah to answer immediately. Say, okay, get me out of this right now. I need to breathe. My back is against the wall. We have all this whatever. And sometimes he does just that. Sometimes he delivers us from that thing right away. But then there's sometimes when it takes some time to get there. And if there's a process, and in the weight of that process, we become anxious, we become weary, we just, you know, act like we stressed out, and we start saying things like, "I've been praying, and I haven't heard anything," or "Maybe it's not for me. Maybe this is just my burden to bear." We start giving up quickly if things don't happen right away. In that process. And that's when you, like you were saying in the beginning, that's when we start feeling that inconvenience. It's like, okay, I'm going through too much. This doesn't feel good. I'm not at peace. We start having these issues. We start having these things going on in our mind. Our imagination kicks in, and then we are carried away. We're no longer even focused on the situation. Now we're whining and complaining about the prayer not being answered, or I'm just, you know, it's just too much. You know, where are you? And where are you? And we call out to the Father and we began to plead our case again. And but in that process, there are some things that are taking place. Because when we are going through something, we were talking before about decisions that we make. Every decision we make affects other people. It affects our environment, whether
yes.
it's good or bad. And when he answers our prayer, it affects our environment. It affects those
mm-hmm.
that are around us. It affects the situation, you know, because whatever the situation is more, even though we personally feel that thing, there are more people involved in it than us. So when he
yes.
does the work, he does it well. So he has to put everything together and get everything in order so that not only will we be blessed, others will be blessed also. And in that process, that's the inconvenience. And it's like he's saying to us, sorry for the inconvenience, but you asked
mm-hmm.
me to fix the thing,
and
yeah. I'm going to fix it. And
yeah.
you pleaded with me to come to your rescue, and I'm going to rescue you. But, you know, you
mm-hmm.
may be a little inconvenienced in this process. And we have to
yeah.
understand that when we start feeling that way, we need to just lean in a little closer and understand that we have to trust him more. We have to believe in his word that he is going to deliver us. He said, I've never left you, and I never will forsake you. And so we have to believe that thing. We can't just, you know, talk about it. And that's what happens
mm-hmm.
sometimes. Sometimes we have the word, and we just talk about it. We can explain it. We have insight to it, but we have to walk in it. We have to allow it to be in us. It has to be a part of our fabric. And that, you know, when we move, when things happen, and the enemy's always coming. That's the one thing we have to realize. He's always coming. But we have to understand that word will come up in us, through us, and hold up a standard in us and fight against the enemy. But we have to believe what we read. We have to believe what we're preaching and what we're teaching. And we can't just talk about it. We have to live it. And I'm going to give it back over
yeah.
to you.
You know, and sometimes we, you know, I think about the word saying that Yah's burdens are light, his yoke is easy. And but sometimes it's so easy until we think it's not profitable, it's not effective. And so we go out and make things worse. And I think
yeah.
about Abraham, the promise that was given to Abraham and Sarah concerning Isaac. And they, you know, the father, when he was speaking to them, went through all that and telling them and sending the messenger to tell them that Sarah was going to conceive and so on and so forth. And they went through the laughter and everything. And then they went and decided, the messenger said Sarah was going to conceive. He did not say somebody was going to conceive on her behalf. And so they went and polluted the water, polluted and messed up everything. You know, the father worked it out because he knew they would mess it up. And so he worked it out. But they were certainly inconvenient, more so when they polluted the stuff, when they caused the inconvenience themselves. And we think that waiting on the father sometimes is an inconvenience. Because we want everything to be instant, like you said. We want it to be right now. So instead of them continuing to wait on the Father, after they had seen him move on their behalf several times, instead of them waiting on the Father, they decided to take things into their own hands. But if we wait on him while he puts everything in place, because he's not going to violate me to answer your prayers. He's not
yeah.
going to violate you to answer somebody else's prayers. So he's going to put everybody that's concerned, everybody that's affected, into position to get the prayer answered, to work out the good for the whole, for everybody, to work everything, all the evil that we've let in, all the evil that we've perpetrated. You know, and Joseph's brothers, he worked things out for their good. The enemy meant it for evil. The enemy that influenced them meant it for evil when they threw him in the pit, when they sold him into slavery. But the, when the father got through working it out, he had to work with Joseph. He had to work with Isaac. He had to work with the brothers. He had to work with all of them, and to work it out for the good. And so, and it took time. And so, for the remnant, for the people that the Father is going to bring forth in the end, for the pure, the people that's going to be purified, that's going to walk up right before Him, that are going to be obedient, loyal people, putting on the whole armor. He is working it out, and He's taking His time. He's taking this, his thousands. We're in the 6,000 and some years now that He's working it out. But it, it's our flesh. But what's being inconvenient is our flesh. What's being inconvenient is our train of thought, and we have to allow for His for those inconveniences, so that He can work everything out according to His righteous ruling. He judges righteously. And so, and He gives everybody a chance to come to repentance and be saved. And so we have to wait on Him, and we ought to be able to wait on Him with joy if we're confident and we know that He is the one working things out. We ought to have, we ought to be glad about how He's going to work it out. It's going to be better than we have ever in 1,000 and 10,000 more years. It'll be better than we could fix it, because we can't fix anything without Him. We can't achieve anything that's worthwhile without Him. And so we have to reconsider our mindset about being inconvenient.
Yes, that is so true. I apologize. We're having some difficulty in the studio program for some reason. It's kind of going in and out, so I hope that everyone is really hearing what's being said. I wanted to share this. We had a member of the Mobile Prayer Warriors that had was in a trial, and she had been wrongfully accused. And yet, you know, the process, there was a lot of things going on in that trial. And even from the beginning of the situation up until the trial, there was just, you know, you could just see it, how everything was coming against her. And during that process, though, there was a lot of things that had taken place. It was a learning experience, not only for her, but the ministry as a whole. There was, because we was with her, you know, some was there with her and some were praying for her as she went through this process. And she was up against an attorney, a DA, that was known to win cases. She was known to win most of her cases. And she had a public defender. And, you know, these are two people that are getting paid by the same people. And sometimes, you know, it's like a game they're playing, but she had a pretty good public defender. And he had what he, his, he had lost a case with this prosecutor before. And so, you know, it, and then it, as it went on, they dismissed her witnesses. They did a lot of things that was uncalled for, and we believe it was actually illegal for some of the things. The DA said they didn't want a character witness that, that was going to talk about her connection to any religious group. And, you know, it was just one thing after the other. And but, you know, y'all stepped in. That you know, it's like he told, he spoke to her and said, I don't need that. I don't, while that stuff, they're trying to, you know, he said, I don't need that. And so that's what she held on to. And as the trial went on and the jury went out and they came back really quick with a decision, and her attorney was preparing her for the appeal. He said, they're coming back so quick, you know, it's usually a guilty plea. And so we're going to set up your appeal, and we're going through the process. And, you know, in his mind, he was already defeated. And mm-hmm. she was saying, well, let's see what Yah says. Let's see what he says about this, you know. And when they went in there, they found her not guilty. And the attorney, he was in tears, and because he, like I said, in his mind, it was already over. But see how there was the inconvenience there, you know, going the whole process from the beginning of that situation to the end, getting up in the morning, going to court, you know, jury selection, all the things that have to do with, you know, those the trials. So there was an inconvenience for those that were involved. Some of the people that were involved, it was their job. But other people, that was an inconvenience. But to see how the thing worked out, it not only touched her, it not only helped her in her walk, it touched that lawyer. That lawyer understood that, you know, that this is not just talk, that prayer does work. It's not just people saying things, because she was telling him, you know, we've been praying and I'm trusting. She was saying she was trusting in the Lord. So he, when it was all over, he could testify to that. He could testify to himself. And from my understanding, I think she said he was a son of a preacher. I think that's what she said. He was a son of a preacher or a pastor. So we know that he stays with us. He doesn't leave us out there stranded. He's always with us. So we have to believe it. We have to continue to believe that sometimes it may not feel good, and sometimes it may seem like we're not going to get there, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there because he said all things work together for the good. And that means all the pieces come together, and he will deliver us from all things if we trust him. We have to trust him all the time. We are so thankful for our broadcast right today. And I tell you, we've been having some difficulties on the line ever since we started setting up this particular show. But we're going to continue on in prayer. We're going to continue to pray for you as you pray for us. Remember the mobile prayer warriors in your daily prayer. And if you want a prayer, send in a prayer request, it's mpwim@yahoo.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You all have a blessed and prosperous day as we end our broadcast. And Dr. Moore, we've just been having some difficulties on this thing. It's going in and out. But we hope that the main points have not been tampered with. That our listeners can get the gist of this topic. And because we want to make sure that we have to practice, I believe, as a whole, as the body, we have to practice trusting Yah. We have to practice the thing because we are so accustomed to doing things our way. And we don't want to do it. We want to do it his way. And we don't want to always have our hands in it, you know, and messing with it, rearranging stuff. He knows how to fix our mess. Because most of the time, it's like you were talking about Abraham and Sarah. It wasn't that whole thing, Hagar and all the way she was treated and her child thrown out the house and all that stuff. That wasn't anything she asked for.
That's right.
That was something that they created. And then it, you know, he had to come in and fix that thing and turn it around and have for everyone to benefit from that situation, and they did. But we want to keep praying for one another. Remember our children. There are so many things going on with our children. We're taking a stand against child abuse, and we will, in our upcoming broadcast, we will be giving out information regarding that. So, Dr. Moore, I ask you to give your closing remarks and your prayer before this thing cuts us off again.
Okay. All right. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, and that was an inconvenience. The Hebrew
yes.
boys were thrown in the fiery furnace, and that was an inconvenience. It was a lot of things that happened. Yeshua went to the cross. That was surely an inconvenience. John the Baptist went to jail. That was an inconvenience. But we have to be focused on Him, the Father, bringing us out, getting His work done, and saving souls and calling others in. So during the times that we are inconvenienced by life, let's rejoice and be glad because we're getting a job done. Let's stay focused on the Father and so that His will is being done in our life, and everything that we do will be as we are doing it unto Him for His purpose. Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We're thankful for another opportunity yes. to come before you in prayer and, Father, in reasoning together and discussing your word. We thank you. We praise you, Father, for all that are listening and all that are benefiting from, Father, the encouragement that you have given us that we are able to share with others. And we thank you, Father, that each one in the fire of affliction, in the situation that they're in the difficult times of their lives, are able to rejoice and be glad because you are with us. You do not forsake us or leave us alone, that you have a good and expected end, that you are working something out for our benefit and the benefit of those around us, the benefit of the whole body of Yeshua. And we thank you, we praise you, Father, for what you continue to do. Help us to focus upon you, help us to learn of you, and help us to be in the center of your will at all times, while your will is being done, that we don't, Father, create anything that is not of you, that we do not, Father, establish any of our going that's contrary to your will. Let your will be done and your kingdom come. In Yeshua's name, we pray and we say, so be it.
So be it. Have a blessed day.